Okay, we start here on the top of Heyam and Aleph by the two dots, four lines down. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Lo'olam Yergiz Adam Yitzhar Tov Al Yitzhar Ra. Person should always, the word rogez in regez here means to tremble, but here the Gemara is using it as a terminology of to fight against, to pit against. He should pit his Yitzhar Tov against his Yitzhar Hara. Shnema Rigzu V'al Techetau. If you cause the trembling, cause this fight, then you will not sin. Im nitzcho, mutav. If you're successful at overcoming the Yitzhara, then great. Vim lav. If you are not successful, yasok v'torah. The next antidote to the Yitzhara is to learn Torah. Shinemar. Imru bilvavchem. That you should speak about bilvavchem, that which is in your hearts. And there we're speaking about Torah. Im nitzcho, mutav. If that's successful, then great. Vim lav, yikra kriyat shema. If not, then you should read kriyat shema. Should say kriyat shema. Shinemar. Al mishkavachem. That on your mishkav, as we said, at the end of yesterday's daf, that mishkav refers to b'shach b'chov kumecha, to the reference to the saying of Kriyat Shema. Im nitzcho mutav, if you're successful, if you overcome him, then wonderful. Vim lav, yiskor lo yom amita. Remind him about the end game. Shinemar v'dom musela. Then the pasuk is that everyone in the end will be silent, and that's the day of reckoning, the day of death. If you remind him of that, hopefully that will convince him to think otherwise. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. So again, I pointed this out before. It's a common occurrence in the Gemara and Brachot. What we have here is a continuum, not of thematic connections, but rather memrot of a certain individual. We began here with the statement of Rav Shimon Ben Levi with the Kriyat Shema Lamita, and then on that same pasuk we brought the interpretation of Rav Levi Bar Chama that also involved Kriyat Shema. But now we have another statement of Rav Levi Bar Chama, Rav Shimon Lakish, Mai Dichtiv. And this, again, is a non sequitur. It has nothing to do thematically or topically with what we said before, but since it's brought by the same individual, the Gemara quotes another agadic interpretation of that individual. So Mai Dichtiv, what does it mean by the Pasuk V'nelechai Tuchota Even V'atorah V'mitzvot Asher Katavti L'horotam? That I gave you these items. Here are the number of items enumerated in the Pasuk. There's the Luchot Eben, V'atorah V'amitzvah, Asher Katavti L'horotam. So what each of those mean? Luchot El Aseret HaDibrot. Those are the Ten Commandments. Torah Zemikra. That's the Chumash. V'amitzvah, Zu Mishnah, is the Torah Shebe'alpeh of the Mishnah. Asher Katavti, that I have written, Elu Hanevi'im V'ktuvim. This is the rest of Nach. L'horotam ze Gemara. Rotam is Gemara. Give Hora'ah to give Psak Halacha. As we know that the Gemara takes care of the Mishnayot, interprets them, questions, and tries to reconcile between them. And through that, you come to Psak Halacha. Melameid. Shuklam nitnu l'Moshe miSinai. That all these were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. And what we know is that there's nothing new in the world, no chidush in Torah that came after Mamad Har Sinai. So Mamad Har Sinai incorporated all of these items. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema Al Mitato, anybody who reads Kriyat Shema Al Mita, Yilu Chez Cherv Shel Shtei Pipiyot Biyado, it's as if he has a double-edged sword in his hand. Shinemar, because the Pasuk says, Romamot Kel Bigronam, they raise their voices towards Hashem in praise, V'Chev Pipiyot Biyadam, and they have a double-edged sword in their hand. Mar says, my mashma, what does that have to do with saying Kriyat Shema Al Mita? How's that connected? Samamar Zutra V'Yitim Ravashi Mireisha Dinyana. Previous Pasuk, in Tehillim says, Dichtiv, Yalozu Chasidim Bechavot. The Chasidim will be joyous in the honor. Yiranenu al Mishgivotam. They will sing on their beds. So that's the previous pasuk. Uchdi Badrei, and that's the subsequent pasuk, which is what we quoted before. Remud Kel Bigunam Kriyot Pipiyot Yadam. What does that mean? Singing on their beds. That's the saying of Kriyat Shema. So Remud Kel Bigunam, as they raise their voices in praise to Hashem, saying Kriyat Shema al Mitatam. Then chaver pipiot v'adam, as if they have a double-edged sword in their hand. V'amar Yitzchak, kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema l'mitato, mazikim b'dilim hemenu. Anybody who reads Kriyat Shema on his bed, the mazikim separate from him, they are a distance from him, shenemar. So now the Kol Pasuk, v'vnei reshef yagbiu uf. So it says that the children of reshef will be carried up by the uf. Now, pashu pshat was probably sparks. The sparks will fly up. But over here, the Gemara says, v'en uf elo Torah. How do I know that? Shenemar hataif einecha bo ve'enenu. If you put your eyes to it, ve'enenu, and it no longer will be there. So that's what Rashi says. Im techpal v'sagarte einecha b'torah. If you close your eyes to Torah, it's forgotten from you. It leaves you. Ve'en reshef ela mazikim. And reshef refers to mazikim. Shenemar mizei rav uluchumei reshef v'ketev miriri. Brought down in the klalot in Dvarim that the pangs of hunger, or the person is sucked empty by hunger, luchumei reshef, by high fever, v'ketev rimi, and bitter destruction. Do you see over here that reshef refers to a negative type of hezek that comes about? So I go back to the pasuk, because now I say, v'nei reshef, those masikim come, yigviu, oof. Torah will remove them. That idea of Kriyat Shema Mitato will take care of these mazikin. And this goes back to what we said at the end of yesterday's daf, that a Talmud Chochom does not need to say Kriyat Shema Mita because he's already going over his learning. The idea being that a person should fall asleep mitoch, a connection to Hashem, whether it's learning Torah or saying psukim. Either one is sufficient, and you should beseech of Hashem. You should ask Hashem for a pasuk of rachme to take care of you and to protect you overnight. So we see here again that the Torah protects the individual in this situation. Anybody who learns Torah, he is protected from these Yisurim. So again, the same quotes from the Psukim, that the idea being the Mazikim will be flown away or shot away by the Uf, by the Torah. And oof, we know from the pasuk in Mishlei that says that ta'if einecha bo ve'enenu. If you close your eyes to Torah, it no longer will be there. You'll forget it, and you will not have it anymore. And again, the reshef comes from Yisurim, from luchumei reshef, which is the high fever that is mentioned in the klalot. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, ha afilu tinokot shel beit rabban yodin oto, that even young children in the gan know this information. Whenever you say that, or whenever that is stated in the Gemara, that means that it's a furash pasuk. Something in the Tanakh, explicit pasuk, you don't need to teach this, and that is the pasuk that's found. Parashat Bishalach, Shenemar v'yomim shamoa, tishma l'kol Hashem l'kecha. If you listen to the words of Hashem, v'yashar b'inav tazeh, and you do what is right in His eyes, v'zanta l'mitzvotav, and you listen to His mitzvot, v'shemachartu chukav, and you keep His principles, kol ha'machla, asher samti mitzrayim, v'lo sim alecha. Any disease, any sickness that was in Mitzrayim will not come upon you. Kani Hashem rofecha, I am your doctor. So you see that it's clear that if you're osik b'torah, if you do what's right, then Hashem will protect you from Yisurim. Ella, the right interpretation, or what should have been said over here, is Koshev Shadol Asok B'Torah Ve'en Osek. Any person has the ability to engage in Torah and does not engage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'vilav Yisurim Mechuraim. Bochrim Oto, Hashem brings on him awful Yisurim that cause him to, Pasuk says, Ne'alamti Dumiya. I was dumbfounded with silence. Hecheshayti Mitov. I was silent from goodness. Ukevi Ne'akar. And my pain was stirred up. So what caused my pain to be stirred up? Hecheshet mitov, that I was silent from goodness. Vein tov elo Torah. And the word tov is referring to Torah. Shenemar ki lekach tov natati lechem torati al tazovu. So you see that being silent from what which is good causes the pain to be stirred up. Even though he has the ability to do it, he is not making that effort to be osik b'Torah, and that causes him the keivim and the Yisurim Mukhuraim that are Ochrim Oto. I'm Rabbi Zera, V'yitayim Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa Bo'ure, Shalok Midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midat Basar V'Dam. Hashem's way of conducting himself is not like that of human beings. That Basar V'Dam, Adam Mocher Chayfetz L'Chaviro, a person who sells an object to his friend, Mocher Atzuv, V'lokeach Sameach. The seller is usually despondent, and the buyer is happy. Rashi describes this in a person only sells things because he's under duress. And because of that duress, he's forced to sell things that he would otherwise wanted to keep. Even though he gave the precious thing to Bnei Yisrael called Torah, and he was happy about it. I gave you the Tov, meaning the Torah. Don't leave the Torah. Hashem's giving us instructions not to give it up. Even though he sold it to us and gave it to us, he still wants us to enjoy it and to use it properly. So he's encouraging us to keep up with it rather than to have it returned to him. Amarova, v'yitem rav chista, im ro'eh adam shisurim ba'im alav. Person sees that there are problems that he is having, there are negative things happening to him. Yifashvesh b'ma'asav, a person should look into his matters, into his ways. Shenemar, nachpesa derachenu v'nachkora. Says that we should look into our ways and investigate them. If you look on the side here, there's an addition to the Gemara, Svarmachim, Pishpesh Umatza. If he looked into the matter and he finds something that was wrong, Yaseh Tshuva, then he should repent. Shinemar, Vinashuva Ad Hashem, that we will return unto Hashem. Pishpesh Velo Matza. On the other hand, if he looked into the matter and doesn't find anything that should be the cause of these bad things happening to him, it's Le Bebitul Torah. Then you should suppose that it's coming from his wasting of time or neglect of learning of Torah. Shneamar, Ashrei Gever, Asher Tisirenu Ka, Mitoratcha Telamdenu. that praise be the person Asher Tisrenu God that Hashem afflicts them with Torah Tchad Delem Deno, and that will direct him to learn Torah. Vim Talav Velo Matza. If he looks into that, he assumes that it's Bitul Torah, but he doesn't find that he's been Mevatul Torah. V'yadua Yisurim Shel Avahim. These are afflictions of love that are brought upon him. The way Rashi describes these afflictions of love is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Miasro Belo Mazeh. Hashem afflicts him in this world below Shum Avon, even though he has no sin that should cause this to happen. Kedei Larbot Zcharo Belam Haba. In order to increase his reward in the world to come, Yoter Mechdei Zchuyutav. Above and beyond what his merits should warrant, he gets this bonus by having these Yisurim, these afflictions come upon him. Shneamar, ki et asher ye'ev Hashem yochiach, wherever Hashem loves. And the rebuke of Hashem is these afflictions. Anybody Hashem really desires and is appreciative of, he presses him with afflictions. Hashem chafetz dako hecheli. That one that Hashem desires, dako, he crushes him hecheli with afflictions, with pain. What happens if Hashem gives Yisurim me'ava, but the person doesn't accept them? Tamal Omar, pasuk continues, im tasim Hashem nafsho. If he accepts the guilt of the nefesh. Ma asham ledat. Just like when you bring a korban asham, a person has to be aware that they're bringing the asham and what they're bringing it for. Af yisurim ledat. So too, when it comes to the yisurim, person has to take to his heart, to his soul, that he is guilty or that he is accepting and receiving that which he deserves. Vim kiblaim. If he does accept them, maschoro, what's his reward? Yire zera yarich yamim. He will have offspring and he'll have long days. V'lo'od, elisho talmudo mitkayem biyado, he will remember his learning, shenemar, v'chefetz Hashem biyado yitzlach, who Hashem desires and is happy with, then biyado yitzlach. He will find success, or Hashem will provide him with success. Pligi bar Rav Yaakov bar Idi, v'rab achar bar Chanina, charamar, Elohim yisurim shel ava. What is the definition of yisurim shel ava, these afflictions of love? Koshim ben bitul Torah. If these afflictions happen, but does not cause a person to neglect the learning of Torah, shenemar, shrei giver shiti asrenu ka, umutoratcha talamdenu, that praise be the one who gets these isurim that is afflicted and yet still learns Torah. Chadamar iluhein asurim shalava. The other one says that this is the definition of these afflictions of love, koshven ein behem bitul tefillah, that doesn't cause him to neglect davening, shenemar. But the pasuk says, Baruch Elokim asher lo yisir tefillati v'chasdo me'iti. And blessed is the God who did not take away my ability to daven and his kindness to me. Yeah, I don't think it means tefillah b'tzibur here. I think it means the ability to stand before Hashem and to daven. We know that in many places, we're going to see this in the Gemara Brachot, that in order to daven properly, his mind has to be at ease, he has to be settled. So Yisurim causes a person to be unsettled. So I think with the bitul tefillah that we're talking about here is that a person has to be in a state of mind where they can daven. And if the Yisurim put him in a state of mind where he's unable to daven, those are not Yisurim shel Ava. Amar lo Rabbi Ava, b'rei Rabbi Chir bar Ava, achi amar Rabbi Chir bar Ava, amar Rabbi Yochanan, elu ve'elu Yisurim shel Ava hein. And then they both are correct. That both of these are considered to be afflictions of love. Shenemar, ki et asher yehev Hashem yochiyach. Hashem, the ones that he loves, he chastises. Ela ma tamad lomar u'torah tcha talamdenu. What are you going to do with this? Torah tcha talamdenu then? Al tikra talamdenu with a segol, ela talamdenu with a tzere. So talamdenu with a segol means that he teach him. Ela talamdenu is to teach us. And that is that the Torah will teach us what will happen here. Davarzemi torah tcha talamdenu. You taught us from the Torah what will happen in this situation. Kavachomer b'shein v'ayin. It's a kavachomer from the tooth and the eye. Ma shein v'ayin shein achad me'varav shel adam. Shein and the ayin, which are single limbs of the individual. Eved yotzei behen lecherut. And Eved Knani, if his master knocks out his eye or his tooth, he goes free. Yisurim, shemamikim kol gufo shel adam. Comes to these afflictions that cleanse the entire body of a person. Achad kam v'kama, that they will set him free. That they will provide him with the rewards that he seeks. Just like by an Eved Knani, when he has this pain or it happens to him, he's set free. So to over here, this pain or these afflictions that come upon you will, quote unquote, set you free. Set you free means the ability to do what's right. What are you supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be able to daven and you're supposed to be able to learn Torah. Just like by the Shein and Ayin, which is just one limb, the person is set free. Certainly over here, when we're talking about an individual's whole body is being wrecked by these Yisurim, then certainly he should be set free. And that freedom means the ability to both daven and to learn Torah. Obviously, think of the Mishnah Avot, Ein Ben Chorim, Elo Mishi Osek B'Torah. they shouldn't end up in something that's negative. It's not going to be something that causes bittul Torah or causes bittul tefillah. Right, the Rishim and Lakish, this is similar to what Rabbi Shimon Lakish said. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, nemar brit b'melach, nemar brit b'yisurim. It's a covenant said by the salt and a covenant said by yisurim, by afflictions. Nemar brit b'melach, tichtev lo tashbit melach brit, that there should never be a situation in which the salt is not placed on those items that are brought before a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the korbanot. Benemar brit b'yisurim, and there's a covenant by yisurim, tichtev elu divrei abrit. The end of Mishnah Torah, when it talks about the klalot, it says elu divrei abrit. Ma brit amur b'melach, melach mamtekad basar. Just like when we're talking about the covenant of salt, salt is a positive item here. It's something that, quote-unquote, sweetens the basar. It's something that preserves the meat and makes it edible. Ab brit amur b'surim. So too, the covenant that is brought by the afflictions, yisurim amrikim kol matov shel adam. The yisurim cleanse the entirety of the individual. They bring him to a better place. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai omer, shlosh matanot tovot natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. God provided, gifted to Bnei Israel, three wonderful treasures. And all three of them came through affliction. Elohein Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Ve'olam Abba. Torah minayin shenemar ashrei gever she'tisrenu ka mitoratcha telamdenu. So that's the pasuk that we've been quoting all along. Praise be the individual who Hashem afflicts, and that causes him to learn Torah. Eretz Yisrael dechtiv ki kasher yaser ishet beno, Hashem elokecha miyaserekka. So today's learning, just like an individual will afflict his child, he will, in teaching a lesson to his child, will put him through trials and tribulations and difficulties. So too, Hashem elokecha miyaserekka, Hashem also afflicts you in his teaching you that the sustenance that you receive comes from Hashem. And it says right afterwards, Ki Hashem lekecha miviyachal eretz tova. Hashem is bringing you into a great land. Over there, the psukim are talking about the man that Hashem provided for Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. And then it correlates that with entering Eretz Yisrael and the produce of Eretz Yisrael. So just like in the Midbar, Hashem is the one who provided for you the sustenance. So too, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is the one who provides you that sustenance. But you see that the terminology that is used for Hashem's providing of that sustenance is miyasreka. Olam haba, dechtiv, kiner mitzvah, v'torah or, v'derech haim, tochut musar. Gemara is dividing it up into ner mitzvah, that's mitzvah, torah or, and then derech haim. Derech haim means the path of life, meaning olam haba, tochut musar, is full with reproach and rebuke. Tani, tana, kameid, Rabbi Yochanan. Breita was brought before, a member was brought before Rabbi Yochanan, kol haseik b'torah, Gemilut Chasadim, anybody who delves into Torah and Gemilut Chasadim and doing acts of kindness, Vukoveret Banav, and buries his children, Mochlim Lo Akovanotav, he's forgiven for all his sins. Samarle Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlamo Torah Gemilut Chasadim, I understand by Torah and Gemilut Chasadim why you would say such a thing. Because, Dichte Bechesed Ve'emet Yichupar Avon, with kindness and truth, the sin will be forgiven. Chesed Zu Gemilut Chasadim. Kindness, that owes our acts of kindness. Shneamar, Rudef, Tzedaka, V'chesed, Imtza Chaim, Tzedaka, V'chavod. Person who chases after Tzedaka, giving to others, V'chesed, and kindness, Imtza Chaim, will find life. Tzedaka, V'chavod. In addition to that, he will get Tzedaka and Kavod. Emet, Zu Torah. Truth is Torah, Shneamar, Emet, Knei, V'al Timkor. One should acquire truth and not sell it. And we learned in other places in the Gemara that that refers to the Torah. Elikoveret banav minayin. How do you know that someone who buries his children? Mochlin lo akol v'notav. Tana le ha'usaba mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So another elderly individual brought to Rabbi Yochanan from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Ati avon avon. Say gzeres shava and agadik gzeres shava k'tiva achva bechesed ve'emet yichupar avon. The pasuk that we just quoted before about the fact that Gemilut Chasidim and Torah are Mechaper Avon, and it says, by Yirmiyahu, Meshalem Avon Avot Al-Chalk B'nehem, that Hashem pays the iniquities of the fathers into the bosoms of the children. So you see, the word Avon is used in both of these instances, but in one instance, the Avon references to the punishment of the fathers being bestowed upon the children. So the death of the children for the sins of the fathers is the kapara that comes to the fathers, and that's by the death of the children. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nigaim uvanim einan yisurim shel ava. When it comes to tzarat and children, those afflictions are definitely not afflictions of love. So, where it says, v'nigaim lo, is it really true that when it comes to tzarat, those are not afflictions of love? V'atanya, Anybody who gets tzarat, one of the four colors of tzarat that cause it to be tamei, that's the equivalent of a mizbeach kapara, an altar of atonement. Mizbeach kapara havi, yisurim shalava lo havi. Yeah, it is a altar of atonement, but it's just not yisurim shalava. It's not afflictions of love. Vibay Damon, alternative answer is halan haluhu. That's for them and that's for us. That's the difference. Whenever the Gemara uses this terminology, it means that one is for Eretz Yisrael and one is for Bavel. Rashi and Tosafot and the Gemara and Kiddushin argue about which one is which. It's never clear which one belongs to Eretz Yisrael, which one belongs to Bnei Bavel. Over here, both of them agree. They just differ in the interpretation. Rashi says, Halan is for Eretz Yisrael. She arei choma mikudashot ba. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, the walled cities are mikudashot, and therefore if you get tzarat, you get thrown out of the city. You have to be outside the machaneh. So because of that, that's really negative. So in that case, it's a mizbeach kapara, but it's not yisirim shel ava. On the other hand, for them, in Bavel, that is not mizbeach kapara, but rather yisirim shel ava, because they don't have kedusha of arei choma. Since they don't have those kedusha of the arei choma, the person remains wherever they are. And so that's yisirim shel ava, not mizbeach kapara. That's the way Rashi learns it. Tosafot says here we're talking about the time period of the Amoraim. At time period of the Aramim, there is no such thing as Batei Arei Chuma. So how could Rabbi Yochanan be making a statement about Halan Halahu when we're talking about the time of Amoraim where it's not even relevant about Arei Chuma anymore? So Tosafot offers another interpretation. Yesh Mefarshim Halan Halahu Inyan Tum'a Shnizarim Be'eretz Yisrael Lo'Bavavel. They were makpid on Tum'a and Tahara in Eretz Yisrael. A lot to do with the fact that they had Shumot Masrot and they had to deal with Tum'a and Tahara. So in Eretz Yisrael, having a nega is a big problem. In Bavel, where they weren't so makpid on Tumat Ha'ara, having a nega is not such a big deal. So therefore, in Bavel, it's Yisrim Shalavah. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a Mizbeach Kapara. It's a good question, because the way some of the Rishonim deal with Tzarat in the Torah, say it's some sort of miraculous form that only happens in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't happen in Bavel. So according to that reasoning, it seems strange that the Gemara would even entertain the possibility that it was in Bavel. I don't know if it's exactly Tzarat or some form like Tzarat. And again, it's not Tamei, because the Kohen doesn't see it. He doesn't make it Tamei. The Kohen never is Metaheret. It's not really clear what exactly is transpiring here in terms of Bavel, but conceptually, there's an idea that Negaim can come in one of two manifestations. You have a Nega that can be a form of Kapara, and you can have a Nega that's a form of Yisurim Shel Ahava. But they both do exist. It depends where the Nega is. If the Nega is an area that's public, then that's something that is a Mizbeach Kapara. If it's Betzina, it's somewhere that it's private, then those are Yisurim Shalava. Ubanim lo, is it true that the death of children or whatever happens with children is not Yisurim Shalava? Ve'echidami, what's the case here? Ilem da'avalhu meitu, you said he had children, they passed away. Ha'rab Yochanan, dein gamra da'asira bir. This is the bone of my 10th child. Rashi says over here he was carrying around a etzem, a bone fragment that was less than a kisaura, so it wasn't a problem of tumata made. Others want to say that he was carrying around a shein, the tooth of his child, which is not conveyed tuma, but he would take that around to show people that he had lost his 10 children and to be menachem them, to comfort them if they lost a child. Just a small drop in the bucket, I've lost 10 children. So now Gemara says, Elaha, delahavale klau, vahadahavale umetu. Difference between a person that doesn't have children at all. If he doesn't have children at all, those are really surim. Person has children and they pass away, those are yisurim shalava. How do we know that? So Rashi says, because Rabbi Yochanan was clearly a tzaddik, and if his children passed away, those must be yisurim shalava. Tosfot says, just because a person is a tzaddik doesn't mean that everything works out well, and doesn't mean that his children won't pass away, but rather he says the reason is that the fact that Rabbi Yochanan used this as a vehicle to comfort other people means that he didn't view it negatively. He didn't view the death of his children as being something negative, but rather as Yisurim Shalava. And in viewing them positively, that's why he was willing to use that as a vehicle to comfort other people. Rabbi Chiya got sick. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Are you enjoying, are you comfortable with these Yisurim Shalava? Lo hein velo sicharan. I'm not interested in them. I'm not interested in their reward. He says, give me your arm. He gave him his arm, and he cured him. Then we have a case where Rabbi Yochanan himself got sick. Rabbi Chanina entered to go visit him. Rabbi Yochanan, are these Yisurim, beloved to you, I'm not interested in them, and I'm interested in their reward. He says, give me your arm. He gave him his arm, and he was able to cure him. Gemara says, am I? Why can't Rabbi Yochanan cure himself? Rabbi Yochanan before cured Rabbi Chir Ba'ava, so why can't he cure himself? The incarcerated individual can't free himself from the jail. It's only the individual from the outside that can unlock the cell and allow the incarcerated individual to leave. Rabbi Elazar Chalash, Rabbi Elazar got sick. Al-Gabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him, pay him a Bikur Cholim visit. Chazad Avaka Gani B'Bait Ofel. He saw that he was in a very dark house. Galia L'Dare. Rabbi Yochanan exposed his arm, v'nafel nahora, and it lit up the house or the area, the room that he was in, because we know that Rabbi Yochanan was very good-looking, extremely beautiful, and the shininess, as Rashi says, of his skin lit up the room. Chazi of the Hakov Bochi Rabbi Lozar, he saw that Rabbi Lozar was crying. Amalei Amayka Bachoyit, why are you crying? Imishum Torah Dola Fashto, if it's because you don't think you learned enough Torah, then Shaninu Echadam Arbeve Echadam Amit Ubevaji Kavin Libol Shamayim. So we learned at the end of the Gemara Minachot that it says Ishei Reach Nicholach Lashem by all forms of carbonot, the biggest and the smallest carbonot, and it's not important how much, but rather that what your heart is into and how much effort you put into it. Bimshum Zone, it's the fact that you were not so wealthy, that you were poor. Lokol Adam Ocheh L'Shtei Shulchanot. Not everyone is zochet to have both success in the material world and in the spiritual world. If it's because of children, Dein Garma Dasira Birat. Rabbi Yochanan pulled out again the bone and said, this is the bone of my 10th child. So what can you be upset about? So he has these three, ask him all these things, and he says, what are you upset about? I'm crying over this beauty that eventually is going to end up in the dust of the earth. I mean, that it's not everlasting, this beauty. He says, for that is a good reason to cry, and then they go ahead and cry. While all this is going on, Rabbi Yochanan asks him, are you happy with these Yisurim that are coming upon you? I'm not interested in them, I'm not interested in their reward. He says, give me your arm. He gave him his arm and he cured him from these Isurim shel Ahava. Rav Yehuna had an experience where he lost 400 barrels of wine that they fermented and turned into vinegar. He went to present the problem before Rav Yehuda Achua, the brother of Rav Salah Chasida and the Rabbanan, or Vamila Rav Adar Brava Rabbanan, Vramrule. They respond to him, Lain Mar Bemile. Look into your matters, look into your actions. What am I suspicious to you? That you have some sort of suspicion that I did something wrong and that's why this is happening to me? Well, we're not suspicious of you, but we're also not suspicious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought this punishment upon you, it has to be for a good reason. Says, if you've heard any rumors about me, any bad talk about me, speak up so I know what I need to fix. We did hear some rumors about you. You do not give the prunings to your sharecropper. Say, Mishnah in Baba Metzia, when it comes to the splitting of the field between the owner and the sharecropper is not only entitled to the produce that is produced by the field, but he's also entitled to the prunings from the grapevines, as well as the stakes that they put in to hold up the grapevines. They split everything, and you're not giving them that. He says, you're not going to leave me anything. This guy is stealing from me left and right. He's taking everything. He takes much more than he's deserving of. The one who steals from the thief, it tastes the taste of theft. So even though he's stealing from you, doesn't justify you stealing from him. Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because he's doing the wrong thing doesn't mean you should do the wrong thing. Just because he's stealing doesn't mean you should steal back from him. I accept the criticism, and I will give it to him. Some say that the vinegar turned back into wine. Some people say that the price of vinegar went up to the point where it was the same or equivalent to that of wine, and therefore he did not lose out. So the lesson to be taken from here is, Rav Huna thought that he was justified in his actions. He says, this person is wronging me. So if he's wronging me, then I can rectify the situation by wronging him. And what the criticism of the Chachamim was, both from the perspective of Rav Huna as a Talmud Chacham, so it's inappropriate for him to act in this way, there's a higher standard for him, as well as the fact is, just because someone else steals from you doesn't mean that stealing back resolves the issue. If you have an issue with the individual, you take that individual and get it adjudicated. You don't become a vigilante and take the law into your own hands and then steal back from him. Your stealing from him does not rectify the fact that he has stolen from you. It just makes you a thief as well as him a thief. Ikule, I think, is not literal. I think it's an expression. He's taken much more than he deserves. He's taken everything. Everything not meaning that literally everything. He's taking much more than he really deserves. All right, Tanya. There were two things that bothered me my entire life. That my tefillah should be in front of my bed. That my bed should be placed between north and south. What does that mean, that my tefillah should be before my bed? My lifnei mitati. Ilam lifnei mitati mamash, that he daven right by his bed. Should daven adjacent to the wall and not have anything separating between him and the wall. Shneamar by Chizkiyahu, it says when he turned to daven to Hashem, he saved Chizkiyahu panav elakir veitpalel. So lo tema lifnei mitati. So no, it doesn't mean literally in front of his bed, but rather ela ema samuch lemitati, close to my bed. Meaning samuch lemitati, as Rashi points out, is that he didn't do anything else first. I didn't do any other Torah when I got up until I fulfilled my obligation in Kriyat Shema and in davening to Hashem. Tefillah was first, then only afterwards did I deal with other matters. Right. That my bed should be laid out between north and south. Anybody places his bed between north and south, Havilin Banim Zicharim has male children. Shinamar. Pasuk says, Utzfuncha Temele Bitnam Izbu'u Banim. So here the literal translation is, Utzfuncha means your treasures will fill their bellies, Izbu'u Banim, and they will be satisfied with children. So here the Gemara is making a play on the word Tzfuncha, that means Safon. Between north and south, that will cause him to have children. His wife will also not miscarry in this case. So here, the temalei bitnam means that their bellies will be full. The full means to reach full term. And so the babies will reach full term and they will not be miscarried. And now, the question is, what does this have to do with anything? Why is having your bed between the north and south have anything to do with having banim zecharim? So Rashi says the reason is Suncha Lashon Tzafon, because the Shechina is found b'Mizrach u'b'Marav. The Shechina is found on the east and the west, and therefore it's inappropriate for a person to be Meshamesh Mitato between the east and the west. If he goes north south against where the Shechina is, perpendicular where the Shechina is, that's more tzanua, and that is more appropriate. And that's again what Tosafot echoes, the idea that it's K'sheyasheni imishto. It's not when a person simply sleeps on its bed. It's when he's together with his wife, it should not be placed between the north and the south. It's still very difficult, to be honest with you. I always loved the explanation of the Talmid de Rabbeinu Yonah. The Talmid de Rabbeinu Yonah over here explain, what does Tzafon and Darom represent over here? Tzafon, we know in the Mikdash that the placement of the Shulchan was in the Tzafon, and the placement of Nara was in the Darom, in the south. And we know the Gemara says, we learned this Gemara together, the Kol HaRotze LeHashir, anybody wants to be wealthy, Yatzpin. To take himself northward, meaning focused on the Shulchan. Kol Yotze L'Chachkim, anybody wants to become wise, Yadrim, should take himself south, focused on the menorah. And so the Talmid Rayonos tell us, we know when it comes to the forming of the fetus, that when the fetus is conceived, at that point in time, everything is determined about the individual, Chutz Mi, and we have different Gemaras that say what's accepted from that. But in general, whether the person will be wealthy, whether it be wise, what type of individual, what type of characteristics they have are all predetermined at the time of conception. So the idea being that a person should place his bed between north and south is that a person, when they're being meshamesh mitato, and before the conception of the child, he should daven to Hashem for the qualities and the character of the child. Because that's the time where it has hashpa. That's the time when it has impact. After the conception of the child, there's no longer any impact in those tefillot. So the Tzafon and Darom represent the menorah and the shulchan, the idea of wealth and wisdom. And so an individual should pray for that conception to be in a manner that affords the child that when it's conceived. And that's when the tefillah is worthwhile. Invest in that tefillah and to make sure a person comes to, with the right mindset to the tashmish amita. All right, Tanya, Abba ben Yonah omer, shnayim shenichnasu litpalel, v'kadam echad mehem litpalel, v'lo imtin et chaviro. Two people come together to daven it, and then one of them finishes and leaves his friend. They rip up his tefillah. One who rips up his soul in anger, should we leave the land for you because of you? It causes the Shekhinah to leave Klal Yisrael. It's a continuation of the pasuk. It causes the tzur to leave its place. It uproots the tzur from its place. It says in the end of Devarim, Tzur Yolandcha, Teshi. Hashem gave birth to you, the rock gave birth to you, Teshi, and you're not even mindful of it. V'imtilo omas charo, if he waits around for him, what is the reward he receives? Reyosi Rabbi Chanino Zocheh, the brachot halalu. He gets these brachot, Shenemar lu ikshafta. Had you just listened, and over here Rashi says ikshafta doesn't mean to listen, but rather to tarry. Had you tarried the mitzvotai, v'hi kenar shlomecha, then your peace will be like a flowing river, v'tzitkatcha kegaleyam. And your righteousness, like the waves of the sea or the ocean, so on and so forth, all these brachot will come about to you. Now, this is said here about a person waiting for the individual, meaning that a person who leaves before the other individual causes him to lose concentration, his tefillah, causes him to lose the ability to daven properly. So Hashem says, I'm not going to grant you the acceptance of your tefillah if you cause someone else to lose that focus or covenant on their tefillah. And so I think that can be extended to general in shul. If a person talks in shul, a person backs in a behavior that causes other people to be distracted in shul, then how could their tefillah be accepted? If they're causing other people to lose out in their ability to present their tefillah properly, Hashem says that I can't accept your tefillah if you don't take care of others and you don't allow others to have their tefillah accepted. And Tosfot points out over here that this whole issue of waiting around was because in their time the shuls were out in the field and a person was left there alone, he would be scared. But our shuls that are in the city, they don't have this issue. Nevertheless, the Ri was machmir, daven in a way that made him the last one to leave shul. In the interim, someone entered the shul, he would wait for them, in order to the fact that those people would feel comfortable. And those it says, it's nice to be machmir for such a thing. You know, again, to make other people feel comfortable, so they would not feel pressured to finish davening or distracted. And the fact that you encourage and help them with their tefillah will also result in your tefillah being accepted.